Let's hear now from another storyteller in our Arizona Storyteller series. We record the live events created by the Arizona Republic and share them with you. In Phoenix, storytellers share their stories about our community or about the life events that shape them. Megan Finnerty is the creator of the series, and here she is with our latest storyteller.
Alfredo Gutierrez is an immigration advocate. For 7 years, he hosted a Spanish language talk show in Phoenix. Many people would bring Alfredo purses or IDs or photos that were found in the desert near the Arizona-Mexico border. And Alfredo would describe these items on the air in hopes that someone would recognize them or confirm that the owner had made it across the border safely. One day, a man named Cesar brought his story to the studio.
So Cesar came and he told us this story. His daughter, Lucretia, and their child, 6 years old, had left Mexico to get away from domestic violence, had hired a coyote, and had crossed the desert near Altar in southeastern Arizona, one of the toughest places in the world to cross. And she had come across with a group of folks, and she was ill, and she was getting sicker and sicker. And somewhere on the Arizona side, she died. Now, normally, the coyotes would just simply strip the body and keep on moving. But because of the child, they buried her and went on with the child. When they got to Phoenix, they called the father. And the father flew to Phoenix, took the child, and went home to Mexico. He came back a month and a half later. And when he arrived, he had an idea from what the coyote had told him of where his daughter's body would be. And so he went to the Border Patrol, and they helped him. They helped him for a day. They took him to where more or less they thought it would be, southeastern Arizona, near Sasabe, in the middle of the desert, and there was nothing there. All he knew was that it was near a creek. But he couldn't leave. He went back day after day. There's an organization in southeastern Arizona on the desert called No Más Muertes, No More Deaths. And they work every day in the desert, bringing water, finding people who are desperately ill, and bringing them in. And they saw him, and they adopted him. They said, come with us. And so he would go out every day looking for his daughter. This went on for weeks. In the meantime, they found two bodies, but neither was the daughter. And so one morning, he is looking out into this creek. Something caught his eye. It was a reflection from the sun, but it was just gleaming, almost calling him, and he walked towards it. He realized it was a desiccated hand coming out of the creek bed. And then he saw that it was a reflection of the ring. Now he's running towards the hand. And when he arrived at the hand, he realized it was his daughter's ring. He had found his daughter. Thank you.
Alfredo Gutierrez is an author, an immigration advocate, and president of the governing board of the Maricopa Community College District. You can hear more stories like this at our next night of live storytelling, Monday, July 11th, our fifth anniversary, at the Crescent Ballroom in Phoenix. To learn more about the Arizona Storytellers Project or how to participate in one of our upcoming nights, visit storytellers.azcentral.com.
That's Arizona Storytellers creator Megan Finnerty. And we'll bring you more stories from these local events in town, and you can hear more at storytellers.kjzz.org.